So my name is Erica and I am 23 years old. Today is August 10th of 2021 and I am speaking with Nikki Nguyen, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this interview via Discord, which is just like any other, kind of like Zoom. Yeah, let's begin. Can I have you state your name, date, and location?
Hello, my name is Nikki Nguyen. It is August 10th, and I live in Pearland, Texas.
Okay, so can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories has to be spending time with you, my mom, and my sister, as well as my brother-in-law. Reason being is I don't really get to spend time with the people I love because they all live pretty far. You know, my girlfriend lives in Dallas, I live in Houston. Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law and my sister, they live in San Antonio, and so it's just my mom and I, mm-hmm. really, so, just spending time with my loved ones.
Okay. So, can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
One of my most difficult memories has to be, the transition between, or from what I wanted to do to, you know, what I want to do currently. I used to want to do physical therapy, and as I was doing my internship hours, I didn't really like it. I didn't like the face-to-face interaction with patients. So, I found medical dosimetry, and what they do is they help people indirectly. They make treatment plans for people that are going through chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if there was anything that I could do to help people or patients indirectly, that I would do it. And so I found that. But yeah, it was just the transition phase. Because mm-hmm. I already spent so much time and effort into physical therapy, and yeah.
Yep. Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
It has to be, it probably has to be you. You changed me as a person, you know, as a whole. You taught me, you know, just how to be a better person overall. Whether it be organization or prioritizing, just a better person overall.
Well, that's good to hear. Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life, and what lessons did that person teach you?
Probably my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, going back to that, one of those difficult memories that I had, mm-hmm. that transition from what I wanted to do to what I want to do now. Mm-hmm. He's basically told me, like, you know, you should never compare yourself to people. You should always support your friends. Mm-hmm. You should always support your friends and family. Everyone has their own timeline and throughout life. Like, you have your own life, and you're the only opinion that should matter is your opinion, yourself. Mm. Yeah, you really, that really helped me. Mm.
That's a good lesson.
Yeah.
next. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Probably have to be my friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you're growing up, it's really nice to have a good support system that helps you. You can never have too much reassurance in life.
Right.
Reassurance is really good. I think reassurance kept me sane throughout my college years and mm-hmm. that transition.
Nice.
And yeah, it has to be that and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really grateful for what he has provided for me, the roof over my head, the clothes that I wear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Important lessons?
Mm-hmm.
Going back, you know, to what my dad taught me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You like, it would probably have to be, you know, never compare yourself to people, because that was one of the things that was holding me back. I kept on comparing myself to people, and like that jealousy, I definitely didn't support my friends. Like, it was more of jealousy, and I was always really down. But when I learned to, you know, support my friends and family, it just got healthy. I just felt like a healthy person overall.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So moving on, what is your favorite memory of me?
My favorite memory would have to be spending time with you, my sister, and my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. You know, again, like, I don't get to spend time with my loved ones, so that was probably the only time we all got together and spent time with each other.
What specific moment was, like, your most favorite whenever we were all together?
It was probably the pumpkin patch, the zoo. Ooh, the zoo, yeah.
Mm.
Definitely the zoo. I mean, it's overall, you know, like, that entire day we went to the zoo, we went to IKEA, we went to the pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just everything. There wasn't a favorite necessarily, it was just...
Just that...
Spending time with you guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My love language has to be time. I love spending time with the people I love. And mm-hmm. it was just like, boom. It was like a bonus, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone there. It was like a bonus package for me. It was really nice.
Mm.
I liked it. Loved it.
Mm. So what are you... Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Next question.
What are you proudest of? What are you most proud of in your life?
The most proud would have to be my just getting a spot for my interview for this program at MD Anderson for medical dosimetry.
Mm-hmm.
Only a select few got to get an interview, and fortunately, I didn't get in. I'm gonna try to pursue. That program again next spring or the upcoming spring.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that would have to be my
proudest moment,
greatest accomplishment as of today.
Nice. How would you like to be remembered?
So going back to my love language, it's time. I love spending time with the people I love. I would do anything. I would just, you know, make you know, open my schedule up for the people I love. I just want to, you know, I love to give as well, give my time to people.
Mm-hmm.
I just love making people happy. Yeah, that's what I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's what I always like to be remembered as, someone who spends time with people.
Mm-hmm.
People I love, yeah.
And do you have any regrets?
I think the one thing that I regret most is probably my my interview. I feel like I stayed too true to myself during the interview. I know that some people, you know, they like to kind of like snakes, I guess, and kind of make their answers during the interview suitable towards what the what they want to hear, you know, that, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that would probably have to be my regret. But I definitely learned from that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So what are your hopes for me?
Definitely, you know, both of us getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
Finding, you know, some settlement to live in, a household. And mm-hmm. then when we are financially stable,
mm-hmm.
so, definitely children. Some kids.
Okay. So if this was to be our very last conversation, like something happened to me and this was the last conversation we could ever have, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Well,
I know it got pretty deep.
Well, I wouldn't bear any ill will towards you.
Mm-hmm.
I would wish you the best of luck in your, you know, throughout your future endeavors. I always support you in everything and anything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. So I guess for me, the question that I'm gonna ask myself and kind of answer is like what you've meant to me and what you mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a significant other, well, as a person, I just feel like you're a very kind-hearted, always down to do something, and down-to-earth person that's easy to talk to. I know that a lot of people come to you for their problems,
mm-hmm.
and the reason why they come to you is because you're such a loving person, and like you don't judge people easily, which makes it easy to come to you. And as a partner, I think that sometimes, even though sometimes you can be hard on yourself, I feel like you're your biggest critic and your biggest, what is that called? Like, yeah, your biggest critic, and like you're really harsh on yourself at times, but I just want you to know that like you are a very hardworking person and you're a very passionate person when it comes to something that you love. Like you put all your 110% in it, which I think that's what I love so much. And I just hope that you continue to pursue what you want to do and do things that make you happy. So, yeah. But thank you for letting me interview you and giving me your time and for answering all those questions that might have been really deep. So.
No problem.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.